In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Over Christmas, there was a poster on one of the advertising hoardings down the road, and it had the slogan on it, Nehe Hilft Heilen. It was for an organisation providing accommodation so that parents can be near their children when they're in hospital. And the scheme is sponsored by McDonald's. Moving swiftly on from the possible effects of fast food on our health, we can all the same see there is a lot of common sense in the idea. If something makes you feel better, then the chances are it will help you get better. If you are in hospital, it helps to have familiar, reassuring faces around. In fact, one of the very few times I have taken part in a demonstration was to support our local hospital, which was in danger of being closed. Nehe Hilft Heilen. It is also what lies behind the scene at the River Jordan that we have just heard described when Jesus was baptized. As John the Baptizer realized straight away, Jesus did not need to do this. He did so out of solidarity, to be alongside, to be near sinful humanity. Baptism is one of the two main sacraments of the Church, the other, of course, being the Eucharist. The sacraments are signs that God has come alongside us. The very nearness of his presence is heightened by the fact that everyday items, bread, wine, water, things near at hand, are God's chosen outward and visible signs of what he is doing. Or we may think of marriage, another sacrament, where we glimpse the nearness of God, not just in all the excitement and finery of the big day, but also, and more especially, among couples' nearness to each other in the ups and downs of life, in sickness and in health. It is significant that healing features prominently in the Old Testament and Epistle readings that we heard just now, readings chosen to support the gospel story of Jesus' baptism. In Isaiah 42, the Lord says he has chosen his servant to bring justice to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, and to bring the prisoners from the dungeon. We cannot simply say that Isaiah's servant is to be identified with Jesus, but when we look at the passage from Acts, we see that Jesus fits the pattern. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. In the Gospels too, Jesus is identified as God's chosen one at his baptism. And it is clear that what he has been chosen to do is to heal and to save. In fact, as we know, the German word heilen has both meanings. So we could equally well translate Nehe Hilft Heilen as nearness helps to save. We can take confidence and comfort from that, especially because when the going is difficult in our lives, when we feel that God is far away and we cannot find him, and it is especially at times like that that we need the sacrament, that we need the familiar structure and language of the liturgy to carry us through. And receiving communion becomes like a maintenance dose, as it were. And then we may find that he has been here all the time, even though we could not find him because of whatever was going on in our lives. He has been there all the time, standing alongside us, like Jesus in the throng waiting on the bank of the River Jordan. We may come to realize that he has been here all along, in a kind word, a listening ear, a hand on the shoulder. And after all, if an advertisement for McDonald's can reveal something about the nature of God and his kingdom, then surely he is here among us.